Blackstone presents Debunking the 1619 Project, Exposing the Plan to Divide America by Mary Graybar. This book is read by Lisa Ivory. For Eugene D. Genovese, 1930-2012, in gratitude for all you left us. Chapter 1. The 1619 Riots. By the summer of 2020, concerns about racism had reached a level of hysteria. While the vast majority of Americans believe in equal rights under the law and are opposed to racial discrimination, academics and activists often inappropriately obsess about race. In the summer of 2020, that obsession had gone far beyond the classroom or academic conference. It had entered Americans' everyday lives, and seemingly 24/7. No longer could Americans be assured that they would be able to enjoy a meal at a restaurant without a mob screaming, "Black Lives Matter," or even get there without encountering a roadblock of protesters. Americans bought books in an effort to learn how to be an anti-racist, as the title of Ibram X. Kendi's book promised to teach. For those in denial that they needed to be taught not to be a racist, there was White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo. Both books' sales soared. Self-flagellation was conducted not only on a psychological level, but literally, as young white American men in chains and with whip marks on their backs were led by black men in a role-reversed slave demonstration in Charleston. In Maryland, hundreds of white people obediently repeated after a black leader the vow not to allow racism, anti-blackism, or violence. America was terrible, and white Americans, all of them, were responsible. That was the prevailing new sentiment. White Americans themselves were accepting it as creed that racism was in their DNA, that all were guilty of the original sin of slavery, and that its effects were still all around in everyday life, in the way innocent black men were hunted down by police in modern-day versions of slave patrols, in medical science that still used African Americans as guinea pigs, in polluted and unsafe minority neighborhoods, in African Americans' overconsumption of sugar, and so on. These injustices went back to the nation's founding, it was charged. Furthermore, that very founding was a sham. America was not really founded in 1770.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?